You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy had a story just a few minutes ago in the trending report about a videotape, a VHS tape in pristine condition from 1984. It's the original Terminator movie with Arnold. And because it was in pristine condition and had never been taken out of its, you know, sealing, its package, it fetched how much money?
$32,500 at some, it's called Comic Connect Online Auction, whatever in the world that is. But it's an online auction, Terminator, $32,500. And the story's kind of talking about, like, wow, are we now at the point in time where VHS tapes are considered ancient relics and people that have held on to them can now turn around and sell them for tens of thousands of dollars as collector's items now?
Well, some.
Some. I mean, now, granted, this is a 1984 VHS. It's quite old.
Still factory sealed.
Josh, our producer, came running in a few minutes ago and said he had some version of Shrek on VHS from the early 90s. He said, what can I get for this? And I said, probably not much. but yeah, so some of this stuff's really going for a lot of money. And then Knickknack was listening, and she sent me a text about how now original edition iPods, the original iPods, are now selling on eBay. Again, factory sealed, first edition, sealed up, let's see, upwards of $20,000 according to this article here on eBay. There's multiple ones listed for about $15,000 to $18,000. And this says, obviously, the rarer the item and the better condition it is, the more money it's going to fetch.
But I had, I don't know if it might still be somewhere in the house, the original first iPod, because Apple sent it to me. They wanted me to endorse this new product they were coming out with. They said, you do a morning show in Denver. How about you pitch this new product for us? It's called an iPod. And I go, like, what's an iPod?
Yeah, but it'll probably like 200 songs or whatever it was.
Something like that. And, you know, they had weird controls on it.
It's
and
like
everything.
A brick.
But who knew that you'd be able to fetch tens of thousands of dollars for these things?
Yeah.
What's funny is that you talk about that videotape and how many of our listeners right now still have a display in their family room on a shelf with a bunch of VHS tapes.
All lined up, and then
I'm sure there's plenty more that have the DVDs all lined up, but even that technology. Gretch had a garage sale long before we got married. She had a garage sale at her house. I said, let me bring some stuff by. She's like, well, sure, you can try to sell some stuff at this garage sale. Mm-hmm. And I think I brought over several DVDs. You know, movies. I don't own a whole lot. I maybe had a max of like 15 or 18 of them, period. So I brought over, I don't know, half a dozen. Some of them pretty big hit movies.
Set them out there.
Not a sniff from anybody. Nothing.
You can't give them away.
You can't. I put out a bunch of CDs. I was like, somebody out there still wants CDs for their car or whatever.
Mom, you listening?
Yeah, Jeremy's mom might be the only one because, again, not a sniff. And then Gretch puts out clothes and jewelry, and it just like, it was like a, just.
See, I'm at, right now in my basement, I have four Home Depot boxes full of DVDs that we moved 2.5 years ago from my old house. I don't want them. I don't want to put them out. I do not have a DVD player or Blu-ray player hooked up. So I can't even play these things. I don't even know where my DVD player is. And I'm in that weird thing right now where it's like, what do I do with all these?
Mm-hmm.
Do you try to donate them somewhere? Do you try to sell them? Because like you, before we moved, I put out all of our VHS tapes. I had boxes of VHS tapes to try to sell, thinking people would maybe want to collect them. Maybe 25 cents each we got for like a handful of them. And then just dumping the rest.
You almost paid people to take them away.
You
can donate a lot of that stuff. If you got DVDs and such like that.
Of course you can.
You can find libraries and especially retirement centers,
That's
too.
That's what we did, I believe, with the VHS is we dumped it off at the retirement center.
There you
Even
go.
They were like, oh, thanks?
With the VHS, I can see them not being excited. DVDs, I'll bet they're a little bit more interested in.
Probably.
Or not. Or not.
Or not. You know, everything's streaming and
everything's digital now.
You can just hit a button and you get whatever movie you want.
How bad do people feel as they look at a wall full of either VHS movies or a wall full of DVD movies or a combination and think about how much money poured into it. Because what was an average?
I averaged ours at like $15 each.
All right. So figure, because you can find them in those bins for like $9.99 or whatever, but figure anywhere from 10 to 15 times. Some people have 400 or 500 of them.
My box, I think I have about 300 to 400 DVDs.
So you're looking at $4,000 to $5,000.
Correct, because I just started flipping through while we were looking at them. I was like $15, $15, $15, and they just kind of made us sick. I was like, oh, look at all the money you've spent on this stuff, and now you don't even want them.
What if you had put that all of that $5,000 into just like Netflix stock or Google stock or Amazon stock back in the day?
Can you imagine?
Because you essentially just took out a cigarette lighter to your money and lit it. Yeah, because it's a movie you probably watched twice.
Right. Runaway Bride or something. Most of ours is, you know, crappy rom-coms, too. I'm like, ugh, another Jennifer Garner movie?
Really?